Sean Farish. He is a regular here at 1210. He is the host of Ungoverned on LFA TV and the only man who sounds more like Donald J. Trump than Donald J. Trump. And that is so true. I watched your latest podcast last night. You were a little bit upset about something. I have no idea. Maybe your sound not working, but as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, just in your natural tone, you sound like that. You have inflections that sound like Donald Trump.
Yeah, I was actually really mad because my computer decided to take its own liberties and mute everything that I needed to work as soon as the stream went live. So I was fired up. But it's true. I'm from New York, right? I grew up on Long Island. I grew up, not too far from where Donald Trump grew up. And when I get mad, the New York comes out, and that's when, that's when all of a sudden you start to, you'll start to hear the similarities, especially, let's say if I'm on the phone with a customer service representative and they're saying something that I don't like, we may get a few, excuse me, what are we talking about here now? That's fake news. And, my wife will come in and go, you can't do that to Geico. You can't do that.
But it was so fun. And I loved watching your show. I'm going to become an avid watcher and listener of your show, Ungoverned, on LFA TV, because, it's like red meat for me right now. It's like, and you need that. You need to know you're not alone. There are other sensible people who are looking at the exact same thing and talking about it. Like, for example, you were talking about, now I've been saying this for some time, and in fact, I have it time stamped when I texted Vivek Ramaswamy, and I said, I know who Kamala Harris is going to pick for her VP, because the truth is Democrats have a Jewish problem, and they need someone, I believe, who can help massage that. And I saw on your show last night, you said the same person. Who do you think is going to be?
Right. Josh Shapiro has always made the most sense. Yep. He's, for whatever reason, popular in Pennsylvania. And, I don't know why he's popular. And I got to be honest, I don't know if you saw it. I'm sure you did. As a matter of fact, I think your tweet from this morning or somebody was like, oh, DEI is an insult. And you were like, yeah, the Democrats introduced this to us. Now they can choke on it, which is the way we should be. But Shapiro and Harris, Kamala Harris, who wants to take public funds, taxpayer funds, and fund sex changes for prisoners. That's what we should be doing with our money. We shouldn't be helping veterans or, cleaning up the streets or building roads and bridges. We should be funding sex changes.
Or just reduce taxes, right?
Right.
I mean, people are suffering. But yes, to your point, I think Josh Shapiro, he's always seemed like the more reasonable, like the person they would pick for better or for worse. Right. Democrats are more into the facade. They don't care. They will take an empty vessel as long as they can pour into it their agenda, i.e., John Fetterman or Biden, right? These can be empty vessels. They don't care as long as the outside packaging, kind of meets whatever box they're checking off. And I think Josh Shapiro, not talking about any substance, but just the fact that he presents on the outside well, right? And that's enough for a lot of people. So I think that that's going to be the person as well. We will see next Tuesday. I believe she's coming here to Pennsylvania. So again, I just think that's a natural fit.
Yeah, I think it's a good way for them to kind of cover their bases, right, in terms of the Israel-Hamas conflict. As we knew, the Democrat Party yet to denounce the views of a Rashida Tlaib or an Ilhan Omar, the Free Palestine protesters. And you know what? If there are people who are actually in those groups who are entering for with less conflicts in the world, the issue is the lack of acknowledgement over what caused this conflict, the latest version of this conflict. Obviously, it's October 7th. Could you imagine getting someone, Kathy, I know you're a no BS person, someone continues to spit in your face and you're told you're not allowed to swing back? I mean, what kind of world
only
are we living
Israel.
In?
Only
right?
Israel. Only Israel and
look,
only conservatives.
It's only them.
Oh, no. Well, it's Israel and conservatives.
It's Yes, and it's like everything is their fault, no matter what happens. If you wake up and you walk into the bathroom, you stub your toe, like somehow Israel put it there.
Israel did it.
I can't understand how we got to this point.
You know, disingenuous.
It's the Olympics, too. I don't know if you just saw this. This woman, this poor woman from Italy, got her face beaten in by a biological male.
Yeah.
And there are the Harrises and the Shapiros and the Democrats of the world. They're celebrating that. Oh, this is what trans rights looks like. This is what domestic assault looks like.
Yeah.
Let's be completely honest. That is disgusting. That this poor woman in Italy, she went there to honor her father. She went to the Olympics to honor her father, who told her to never give up. She lasted 46 seconds in an Olympic boxing ring, got her face beaten in by a biological male. And I'm sorry if this is harsh. I know, you know, you don't pull any punches.
Yeah.
And
say it. Say
it.
Speak.
That is what happened. That is what happened. She went there to honor her father, had her dreams dashed in 46 seconds because she was forced to compete against a male who assaulted her in a boxing ring on a global stage. This is disgusting.
For the world
to
see.
And that's what these people support.
Yeah, and the world sat there, and they were probably smiling and glapping and acting like this was going to be a real, like it was going to be a nail biter. Like, we had no idea the man was going to win. You know, this particular fight, what trained man fighting against a trained female, that somehow this could be competitive. And it is. It's just, you know, that's why I'm playing all my Zen music today. It's like, it feels as though, you know, we have just fallen down some hole. It's, you know, I mean, at some point, by the grace of God, we're going to wake up from this slumber we've been in and realize just how stupid we are. Not me, not you, but a lot of people around us just behaving in such a cowardly fashion or just morally compromised. But to that point, you know, let me throw some gasoline on this for you, because I think it was Israel. Israel has not claimed it, but I think it was Israel who not only took out a number one military leader in Beirut within the organization Hezbollah, the terrorist organization Hezbollah, but also I believe it was Israel that took out Ismail Haniyeh, I believe you pronounce his last name. And let me tell you, I saw so many people coming out with condolences for this terrorist who is the leader of Hamas, who is the one who inflicted, you know, I mean, I often say, you know, it was Hamas who opened up a can of whoop ass, and now they're complaining that they're getting their ass whooped. I don't understand, right? They did that on October 7th. But again, it's as if we're going back in time, as though we have fallen down some hole in Alice Wonderland, where you have people sending out condolences for a Hamas leader, the top Hamas leader being killed.
Well, this is like what the Washington Post did when we took out al-Baghdadi. They called him an austere religious scholar, as if we smoked some theological, like, you know, Einstein, like a guy that's just sitting in a room reading and talking about, you know, the text and the beliefs that he has. Abubakar al-Baghdadi was a monster, right? I mean, Hamas, if you don't want your political, you know, head to be killed, perhaps don't kill 1,400 Israelis in a music festival and rape children. I mean, like, the fact that we had people like Sean King, we call him Talcum X, right? You know, if the fact that we have a guy like Sean King and people on the left expressing, as you said, condolences, eulogizing this guy. Oh, yeah, Reuters called him a tough-talking moderate. There is nothing moderate about Hamas.
What?
Nothing. Like, unbelievable. And this is Reuters.
It is.
Fact checkers, and they're supposed to be the overlords of the press. This is unbelievable what we saw. And then again, oh, Israel shouldn't be doing that. Why? They're at war. They declared war.
Israel,
and said they're going to do
restraint.
It. They're
keeping
their promises.
Even before even as they were taking babies out of ovens that Hamas fighters placed there and to cook the babies, the Israeli babies, even as Israel was removing babies from ovens and, you know, piecing back together girls' body parts that were cut off, you had people saying to Israel, you need to practice restraint, 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 right? Sean Farish.
I don't know.
You know what? I finally figure out how to pronounce your last name. Now I'm getting your first name wrong. It's so crazy. But Sean Farish on the line with us. Listen, let me pivot a little bit, Sean. So Republicans wanted to remove DEI from institutions because it's racist, right? We don't think that you should have any other qualities outside of your competence primarily that allows you to move into a position. So Republicans wanted to remove DEI because it's racist. Democrats fight to keep it intact. Then Republicans begin to recognize DEI as Democrats wanted. Now Democrats are saying it's racist. I don't understand. And now Democrats are trying to get Republicans to take ownership of labeling people DEI when for the past 4 years, that's all they've been talking about is that the rubrics by which we engage with people should be based on things outside of merit. Help me understand that illogic.
Well, and there is no way to understand the logic of the left. We should actually, Kathy, you and I, and everybody who's listening who are nodding their heads along and kind of, you know, agreeing with what we're saying here, we should all be proud that we don't understand this. Because, there's never a point in time. If there's ever a point in time where I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of understand the logic about how there's 47 different genders. Please put me out of my misery at that point. Like, just stick me in a room, inject me with something really, really powerful, and just put me down for a long time until I get over that. Because that is not that's just not true. So if we don't understand their logic, it's a good thing. We shouldn't understand it because it can't be understood. I love this whole talking point now about DEI. How all that, you know, using that term is like the new N-word.
Yeah.
And why the hell have you been using that term?
So you've been saying it. I know. Hey, listen, we have a caller.
Are you telling me that you've been using the N-word?
I know, right?
For the last 4 years? That's okay.
I know. You know what? Someone actually said that to me on Twitter, like, you're just saying the N-word. You know what? That never actually came to my mind. You saying the N-word, white man. Right? And you're saying it to me.
Exactly.
Hey, we have a caller,
and
Christian.
And the whole point is, earn it. Right? Like DEI, I say stands for didn't earn it, right? Earn it. Like, you know, your skin
didn't
color is not, that is not the qualifications, unless you're, I guess, trying to become on the Supreme Court with Joe Biden. Oh, I'm going to pick a black woman. Like, your skin color, I don't care what you look like. I don't care at all about your appearance, whether you're black, white, you know, you're missing a limb, like whatever. I don't really care, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. I go back to what Martin Luther King said, right? It's about the content of your character. That's all that matters. Are you a good person? I used to do interviews, you know, hiring people onto sales teams. I didn't care what race they were. Are you qualified? Can you sell this product? What is your background? What are your experience? Have you earned a right to work for this company, to be on my team? That is all
well,
we should care
for
about.
For the past 4 years, we've been told that that's racist. That's silly talk. That's racist talk that you're doing right there, Sean. And that the only thing that matters is, you know, who do you want to sleep with? How many people do you want to do it with? You know, the color of your skin, and, you know, are you chronically ill? And things that, you know, have you actually read the Constitution? Are you actually qualified to do this job? Those things take a back seat. But the main thing we want to, you know, put a spotlight on would be, you know, things that bring diversity, inclusion, and equity. We have a caller, Sean. Do you mind if I take that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Christian. Hello, Christian.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Christian,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and it's parroting somewhat what was already discussed, is that if DEI is a problem, why has it been the modus operandi for appointments for so long? How is it now a problem? And to kind of continue that, I think Trump and the Republican Party as a whole has made gross missteps over the last like day or two by not truly addressing the elephant in the room of kind of the dual opposing ideologies of the left with DEI. He had a golden opportunity with that mock press conference. I don't even know what you call it, by not basically holding them to account for their own language.
I agree, Sean.
I agree with that, and I will tell you this. There needs to be an aggressive push, because when we look at DEI, and I've been talking about DEI since the spring of 2021 in New York State. When I was living in New York State, we were talking about school boards and saw it penetrating the education system. We said, this is an America First issue. It's nothing else but that. We should be looking at this and saying there's no place for anything other than merit-based rewards in this country, or else you're just going to see a race to the bottom. The Trump campaign and the Republican Party, the activists, if the campaign don't want to do it, we could do it. You know, stress that these folks have been champions of this system that many, many corporations are getting rid of right now because it's not effective. And it bothers me to no end to see that now when you call that out and say, look, this DEI thing has been a failure, now all of a sudden that's racist. So to oppose it in the past was racist. Now to look at the results, the lack thereof, and say, you know, there are no results here, that's racist. I mean, the only thing that's not racist is to just get on the ground and you know, genuflect to the Democrat Party, which is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you on for a moment, Christian and Sean. But just think about, you know, again, going back to Christian's comment about the huge misstep of the Republican Party. It's almost like, you know, I mean, if there's a way to lose on a message, Republicans will find a way to lose on that message. It's like we're constantly kneecapping ourselves. But it also speaks to, you know, unfortunately, I have to say it, the brilliance of the evil mind of the Democrat Party. They've been shoving DEI down our throats, reorganizing organizations left and right in how we conduct business as a country. And now that DEI no longer suits them, they're like pushing it on us, saying, explain yourself. And I'm looking at a report, July 21st of 2020. It was CNN, come from CNN. I printed off the headline. Joe Biden says he is considering 4 black women to be his running mate. He didn't say 4 qualified people or 4 people who have proven they can help me with my agenda. He said considering 4 black women to be his running mate. How is that not DEI? And why are Republicans not making Democrats own it?
Well, if I can jump in, something that has been warned about for many, many years, and the first I can really kind of find of someone talking about this is Hayek, Friedrich Hayek, when he talked about, you know, the one of the great steps into tyranny is to owning a language, to where if a controlling element can control the definition of something, you've kind of won at that point in time. So now DEI is what you want to do, and it's not racist, but once you kind of get that controlling body, you know, basically them being able to switch up and whatever it means, they'll control the narrative because you can't even use the right words to combat them in a meaningful way, in an intelligent discussion. And we see it across the board. Men are women are men, 57 genders, and that's gospel because the ruling polite element of whoever is going to say that if you disagree, that's now hate speech, that's now this, that's now that. So you're not even allowed to say what things are because that element now says, no, that word no longer means that. So DEI will be whatever it is that they need it to be at the time, just like woke. It's the same thing.
Sean, what do you say to that?
Well, I want to point out, you know, I'm just kind of piggyback on what you were saying, Kathy, about how Joe Biden mentioned he's going to pick, you know, people based off of their race. And if I was, let's say, you know, someone running, looking to be on the Supreme Court, right? Ketanji Brown Jackson, he picked her. But if I was, let's say, an Asian female or an Asian male or, you know, any other, what you want to call them, minority groups. I don't love the word, but you want to call them minority groups. I would say, I'd be offended. I would claim that's racism, right? Because what happens if there's a more qualified candidate of another quote unquote group. Well, they get passed up because they're not black or because they don't fit the mold. That in and of itself is racism. How about white dudes for Harris? Oh, I'm sorry. Is segregation back? Are black dudes not allowed on this call? Are Asian men not allowed on this call? This is ridiculous. I mean, look, they're doing it right in front
right
of
in
us.
Our face.
And when we point it out, they're like, yeah, and when we point it out, they're like, well, that's racist. No, how about telling people that this is only a call for white men? That's segregation. I mean, if it was a water fountain, we'd be pissed. Right?
So, yes. Oh, my crazy. Gosh. That is. Well, Sean, thank you so much for jumping in.